What's going on, everybody? It's your girl Lucia, aka your Manifestation Queen, and this is your Manifestation Podcast. On today's topic will be emotional healing. We're going to get into the key aspects on exactly what emotional healing is, on things like processing and understanding your past emotions, developing healthy coping mechanisms, realizing negative patterns, but also seeking support, building new connections, and also finding meaning. Sit back, listen up. You guys do not want to miss this very important topic of the day. We are going to get into the depths and details on exactly what emotional healing is. You guys, I can't wait. Let's go. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our affliction. 2 Ephesians 1, chapter 3 and 4. What's going on, everybody? It is your girl, Lucia, aka your Manifestation Queen, and this is your Manifestation Podcast. Now, I'm pretty sure that, you know, us all as human beings have experienced, you know, some type of spiritual healing in some type of way, right? So let's say, you know, for instance, right? I remember a time where, like, of course, it's a relationship where I was, like, literally dealing with this guy. I was out there staying in Brooklyn with him for about a year or two, I believe. And things got bad pretty quickly, I would say. You know, just trying to, you know, be with somebody and trying to find a way to prove to that person, you know, that you are that person for them and whatever the case may be. Pretty much domestic violence is definitely involved. You know, it was a lot of physical and verbal abuse, more so on the physical side of things, you know, to where I literally was like busted and bruised. You know, black eyes, busted lip, to the point where he even decided to use a heavy object for a weapon to, like, literally hit me in my face and kind of, like, damaged, you know, certain areas of that. But, you know, even just now thinking about it all, it kind of, like, puts me in a place where I literally remember the moments where I knew that the only thing best for me to do to literally get myself out of the situation was to literally go ghost. Like, I had to go silent for months. And within this time of me being away from everybody, including him, you know, I had to literally, like, find my way out of that in a way where it, you know, where I wasn't able to be caused any more harm. And so, you know, with this time that I had to myself within these couple of months, you know, I had to be able to sit and think about everything within that situation that I was going through. And the first thing, you know, that I had to, you know, acknowledge the fact that it was happening. You know, I had to acknowledge the fact that, you know, right now that's my situation. And, you know, even me trying to find some type of way out of it, the first thing in my first step I figured that I had to take was to acknowledge the fact that, you know, I was in this situation. And accepting the emotions, right, of the situation. So, like, while we're going through something like this, we all experience, like, certain emotions, whether it's happiness or sadness or grief or anger, whatever it is, or even fear, right? We all have these, it's a feeling, you know, we all have these feelings that we all experience. My whole thing with, as far as part of the spiritual healing as well, is, you know, it's feeling it. You know, you have to, in order to heal, you have to feel. So my saying is, feeling is healing, because you are not literally going to be able to heal from such a traumatic situation. Like I said, it doesn't only have to be, you know, within your relationship, whether you're with a man or a woman, it doesn't matter if it's friendship or someone in your family. You know, we all go through something that causes us pain and it causes us hurt, you know, and the only way how you're literally going to be able to fully heal from these situations is to feel through these situations. So that's why I love that's literally my motto, like, feeling is healing. And if you too agree with me, drop a comment below, hashtag healing is feeling, if you agree, okay? Because it's no way in the world that we can go through a lot of the things that we're going through in life. That could be even at school, with a job, you being an entrepreneur and having your own business. Like, we literally go through things, you know what I'm saying? Because I too have my own business. I'm an entrepreneur too as well. I sell all natural hair care products. And that too comes with its ups and its downs. So serious, like, we go through things, no matter what the topic or the situation is, you know? So we have to be able to feel our way through these things that we go through in life in order to heal from it. So, you know, we have to learn how to process and understand our emotions as well. Processing, understanding it, meaning more say like, okay, understanding like of why I'm feeling this way, right? Understanding it and then processing it, like let it sink in all the way, you know, in order to understand, you know, how you're really feeling and why you're feeling this way. Of course, we know, okay, because of the situation, but sometimes not really understanding that even though we are in a traumatic situation right now in the present, a lot of what we go through right now really stems from our past traumatic situations, like our past childhood situations that we went through as children, within a family, within through friendships or whatever the case may be. But what we go through now in life, it started from the root of somewhere. You know, so sometimes we do have to think back when or back then, you know, okay, where did all of this trauma start? Because for me to go through what I'm going through right now, and this is not, I wouldn't say, oh, it's like the first time I've ever been through a traumatic situation like this, as far as like when domestic violence is involved. But, you know, sometimes we have to think about why do we continuously put ourselves in these predicaments? Different person, same energies, same toxic behaviors. And sometimes we don't really realize that or notice it. And so we notice, like, you know, you get older in life and it's like, dang, like, I done been through, you know, dealing with so many different people in my life, and then realizing, like, they all come with the same behavior, because it's literally, like, you attract literally the same type of energy that you're used to, you know, and in some type of ways, we don't normally know how to get rid of these type of energies that has literally been haunting us our whole entire lives, and us not realizing it, because we forget sometimes where it all started. And it comes from the root, your childhood. So once you understand that and where it started and why and how, you'll then, you know, be able to develop healthy coping mechanisms after realizing where did it all start and, like, why. You know what I mean? And as far as, like, healthy coping mechanisms, you know, we just have to learn healthier strategies to manage with difficult emotions, you know. Let's say such as, like, journaling, or if you like music, writing a song, you like poetry, write you a poem about how you're feeling or what you're going through. If you love to dance like myself, you know, that's what my go-to thing is, me dancing. Like, if I don't really know where to put my energy or, you know, what to do with the situation that I'm dealing with, I normally dance that out. So dancing is my go-to thing. You can always, you know, engage in conversing with someone that you feel close with, whether that be a family member or a close friend, you know, stuff like that. A teacher you can talk to that you're comfortable with. But more so, I would say it is really nothing wrong with talking to a therapist, like getting professional help. To one way how to deal with whatever it is that you're going through. That's definitely another way of a healthy coping mechanism that you can definitely rely on to get you through your traumatic event. Also, there is building resilience, you know, just strengthening your ability, you know, and withstanding your emotional challenges. It's even, like I said, just even like going through it, like your emotional, and I like that term, like emotional challenges, because like I said, every single day we are literally going through some type of emotional challenge within our daily lives. Not just every now and then, but this is a daily thing. We experience different emotional challenges every single day of our lives, and not realizing that every single day of our lives, we're trying our best to try to figure out how to deal with it, how to get through it. How am I going to cope with this that I'm dealing with today? You know, a whole brand new day, and I'm still trying to figure out the situation that just happened yesterday. Like, you know, like, when am I, sometimes it's like, when am I going to get a break, right? And I'm pretty sure we all feel the same way. And this is when, you know, manifestation, honestly, that comes too with meditation, guys. It's nothing wrong with meditating. Meditation is the go-to thing for me. Also, like I said, with my dancing too. But sometimes I just be wanting to be in a more so chill kind of vibe. So I'm like a meditation girl too. And as I do in my meditation, I do also my spiritual manifestation, where, you know, I just sit and I think, and yes, I do. I chant. I do chant these things in life that I want. And majority of the time, my healing is like really a big part of my manifestation, because how am I going to be able or want to manifest something great or greater that I feel like within myself I deserve or that I may want in life without manifesting yourself to heal, to fully heal first, you know? And that's really one of the most important things, guys. Heal yourself. But in order to heal, you have to feel it before you heal, okay? Also, another thing, guys, that I wanted to point out too was realizing your negative patterns. So we're going to get into that part as well. Realizing your negative patterns, which I also then said in the beginning, it's realizing where does all of this pain and this hurt and, you know, and this grief comes from, which is, like I said, your childhood. So you have to realize where your negative patterns started in order to, you know, be able to pinpoint, okay, well, this is what I need to do for this. I remember at this time, I feel like this is when this started, right? So now it's like, get yourself a pen and paper, literally have like write down a list, right, of all of your past childhood traumatic times that has happened in your life that you couldn't remember, right? And on a separate sheet of paper, jot down the first one and then write down whatever it is about that time that you remember. And then you will be able to honestly start to put the pieces together. Like, it's a puzzle. Now let's put these pieces together. And now you'll be able to figure out what's going on. And then that'll help you to figure out, okay, in ways how I can heal myself from that, because now I know. Now I got to the root of it. Now I know why this, that, and the third is happening in my life. And now I know how to fix it. You know? Also, you know, all of this too comes with, you know, promoting self compassion. And understanding towards oneself, even during your difficult times. Right. Trust yourself and just trust yourself. Treat yourself with kindness at all costs. So, I'm going to go ahead and clear this one out, you guys. But before I go, I'm going to leave you all with this. Emotional healing is a gradual and individual process that may involve seeking professional help from a therapist or like any other, you know, healthcare provider. It is important to remember that healing takes time and effort, and there may be some setbacks along the way. However, with patience and support, you as an individual can work toward your emotional well-being and make more of a fulfilling life. I just want to tell you all, God bless you. I love you all, and I wish you all the best, and I mean the absolute best, on your emotional healing journey. That's all I have for now, you guys. Until next time, it's your girl Lucia, over and out.